Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy? What kind of take off? Hey, hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low. I've been new, I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, saying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face, Lord. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight, you ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealous in every, got no boy hating on the low, but I been new. That they were hating on the low, I see through all that fake light window. But I'm D'd up from the feet up, I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga, you nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the rope. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
What's happening? Welcome back to another episode of Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and my awesome sauce co-host Mo Benz. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? I'm feeling good, ready for another Sunday fun day, ready to get into these topics. Let's do it.
Man, he's talking about Sunday fun day. This is Mo Benz show. This is Mo Benz time, right? If you guys remember, the last Sunday of the month, we are doing world famous chop up for the entire show. The first Sunday of the month, we are doing spiritual content, and then anything in between, we're rocking and rolling. I'm letting Mo take the front seat. I'm taking the back seat on this. I know how Mo prepared, so he is fully prepared. There's a lot going on in this world right now. There is nothing for us to not cover, right? So shout out to our top five countries tuning in. It's still the top five countries tuning in. I really love you guys and support you guys that rock out with us. United States, Switzerland, United Kingdom, Switzerland, and then United Kingdom, Canada, and Australia, however that may go, I love you guys for tuning in. Tell a friend and another friend to tune in and get into our top five countries, right? And we're going to shout your country out and everybody else in between, man. We love you guys right here. April will be 5 years that we've been on the air doing this same thing, Sunday nights, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, man, I can't love you guys enough for loving on us, right? That balance that we got, that yin and the yang. Right? I'm the yin, Mo is my yang. Let's get it. So tonight we are tapping into the world famous top up for the entire series. So we're going to talk about our weeks, figure out what happened, how it happened, and then we're going to let Mo dive right into the world famous top up because I don't have any topics. I'm going to let Mo ride with
Yeah, no topics? Come on, Black. Like, damn. I need a wingman, though. You know what I'm saying? All right, come
Look,
on.
Look, you ain't my wing man on spiritual night.
All right, well, look. So you tell me how your week was first, and I'll get into mine.
All right. I got you, bro. So, like, this week was called Rest and Rejuvenation, okay? Man, rest and rejuvenation, man. I actually got rest this week. I haven't been getting rest in... I got rest this week, rejuvenated, you know, got up on my A1 sauce. Caller, I do see you calling in. I'll add you in a minute. I got up on my A1 sauce this week. It was just powerful. Of course, y'all already know the one thing that I tell you guys. And so my folks was listening to something today, and it was really interesting. And I really just be in my own little zone, but... I be in my own zone, but this time I was just listening to something that he was listening to. And the guy said China has told their people to stock up for a whole year. And if you guys been listening to me, I've been telling you this since, what, October? To stock up for the entire year, right? You know, this is something that I do in general, right? So, like, all of my side bills paid up for more than a year. I got plenty of products, soap, everything, you know, for more than a year. I need you guys to understand that a couple years ago, before COVID hit, I said, Mo, what? I said, stock up. I don't know why I'm being told to stock up, but Spirit is telling me to stock up. And I did that, and then COVID hit. And the only thing I had to do was buy a deep freezer to get more meat, right? Because I already had a lot of stuff, but just actually add a couple more things of meat. So in October, Spirit was telling me to stock up. This was before I knew anything about the war breaking out, anything of this nature. And I'm like, okay, you know, Spirit, I hear you. So I created this little cart on Amazon, and it had like $600 worth of stuff, and it's all stuff for the house just to make sure that I'm completely stocked up and I didn't have any worries. So I purchased this cart, paid all my bills off, and then, boom, we at war. So it's kind of like... It's kind of like you got to listen to the energy. But that was my week, just completely stocking up, rest and rejuvenation, being prepared, being ready. We're doing groceries this week. And the thing is that the grocery list is going to be about 1,000. Like right now, the first list I have 500. But, you know, we going up for this list because I want to make sure that we're prepared. I got a cart with like $300 and some worth of damn canned goods in it. So we're going up, you know, immensely on this and making sure that we are properly prepared for whatever comes our way. I'm pretty sure that Mo is going to get into the Ukraine and Russia situation. It is just weird because when I first seen it, I was just like, I don't know. And I love that we got, you know, UK people listening to us. But, you know, today we found out that Ukraine is stopping Africans from leaving the country. They are letting all of the Ukrainians leave, but they got videos of Ukraine stopping all Africans. Mothers, children, students, whatever, right? We know that Ukraine has put a stop on men leaving the country 18 to 60, but these are women and children that they are leaving on the tarmac. They are not allowing them to get on the train and leave. And so with that being said, there's no way that I can represent or even remotely think about anything with the UK, with Ukraine. Sorry. I don't like that. Right. I don't like that at all. So yeah, Mo's gonna get deeper into that. But it was rest and relaxation, realigning my energy, getting things done this week, and I feel real good this week. How was your week?
Yeah, so my week is good. You know, I'm calling this week Detox and Get Greedy Part 2, I guess. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just keeping the same energy because it's working. I'm finishing up reading Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I'm putting a lot of things that I'm learning through the book into play, into action. The whole Get Greedy part, you know what I'm saying? And then just detoxing. I just want like a clear focus, clear mind state. As I really, you know, get ready to get into the spring season, you know, like I said, if you've been listening to the show over the years, I told you I'm a different person each season. So each season I just get ready and prep and prime. So, you know, I'm just ready for that spring, summer, all good energy. And then I'm going to go back into, you know, so since I'm reading this, I'm going to probably hop into Trump, The Art of the Deal next. You know what I'm saying? I just want to get into that mentality as well, especially with the stuff that's going on right now. Always like to just kind of, you know, diversify my reading. Had a strong week in interior decorating, you know what I'm saying? So good, man. I'm ending February off on a high note, so I should have a nice bag coming from that. So I'm grateful for that. And then, you know, taxes, you know what I'm saying? Just me and my wife been getting everything together for our accountant so we can, you know, get our taxes finished up. I got to do that at the beginning of March. And then I'm rejoining Planet Fitness, you know what I'm saying? My gym is down the street. So, you know, I haven't been to the gym. I mean, I've been working out at home, like doing calisthenics and stuff like that. But I'm going to actually go back to my gym this Tuesday and get on a nice regimen. You know, like I said, I just want to be right going into the spring, summer. So, yeah, man, just focused, you know, got my energy focused in the right direction. And, you know, and it's always great to have multiple hustles, you know what I'm saying, because real estate, you know what I'm saying, has been a little slow. So I'm grateful to have my interior decorating, you know what I'm saying, so I can always kind of, like, cover my bases. Yeah, man, so that's my week. And then, you know, I'm ready to get into this world-famous chop-up. You know, we got a lot of topics to discuss, you know what I'm saying. So, yeah, that's my week, you know what I'm saying. So I'm feeling blessed, focused. Fresh, you know, all that. So yeah, that's me.
Man, yeah, that sounds like an amazing week. You know, you're doing what you're doing. it's just right. Amazing how our weeks align, and y'all would think that we practiced this. We didn't.
Yeah. No, right?
We just in synchronicity.
Yeah,
we just in synchronicity. Like, you know, let's get it.
That's true.
So, let's chop. We're going to jump into the World Famous Chop Up. Tonight we are doing the World Famous Chop Up. So the only thing I would have to say, okay, so I'm going to say what I got to say, and then I'm going to let Mo, you know, tackle these topics, you know, because guess what? I'm jumping out. I'm going to bring the caller in that's online. So, Mo, you'll have somebody here with you to talk about it. But one, this shit in Ukraine, like, I feel like it's crazy. We sit and think that Russia is invading Ukraine for no absolute reason. I feel like the life expectancy for a male in Russia, Putin has 2 more years, and I feel like, he's going out with a bang. You know, that's just kind of what I feel like, smooth be in the building. So I feel like he's going out with a bang, and this is how he's ending this particular session. And then I was like, dang, you know, these people out here, they small. They tried to join NATO several times, but the United States declined them from joining NATO. So it's a particular reason, and they're out here, and they're fighting, and you hear the stories of their citizens having to stand up for their country against, you know, Russia, and I see videos of the citizens blowing, you know, hitting tanks with firebombs and doing whatever it is that they have to do. And I was rooting for Ukraine. But when I started seeing all of the videos of them stopping Africans from leaving the country, that's where I stopped that at. You know what I'm saying? I can't root for a country that's showing blatant racism. That's just not going to happen, right? So when it comes to that, then I have to go for Russia, because it's like obviously Russia is invading them for a reason, right, that they are not putting in the media. And we all know that the media is, you know, a work of art, right? They're going to put in front of you what they want to put in front of you. So I know that there's some underlying factors and issues. It's a reason that Russia invaded Ukraine, and it's not being put out in the forefront, right? So the U.S. is sending out troops to the bordering NATO countries, right, to make sure that they're okay and make sure that they're safe. So I do pray for our troops that are going out. But, I wish the best in whatever is happening with this particular situation. Whenever I see the U.S. supporting something, I tend to go with the opposite person, because I know how the U.S. works, honestly, and I know what comes with the U.S., and I know that the U.S. is one racist-ass country. So that, for me, by default, I go with the opposite side of who they're supporting. Now, my second thing I wanted to touch on, which I know Mo is going to touch on, is probably this Ye and Kim Kardashian situation. We're getting mixed energies because Ye is turning up. Now, great. He has children with this woman. All of his children are with this one particular woman. And people say, well, Kim, she left everybody that has a problem. And they're trying to make it seem like Ye has a problem, but Ye is very much a genius, right? Ye is very smart. And I do know that I feel like they are playing the game when trying to make him speak out in public, right, so that they can act like he's the problem. But I do understand that, you know, when you're smart and you are aligning with your proper energy, people are going to make it seem like you are the problem. And I feel as though, you know, Ye has made valid points. Why is his daughter on TikTok? You know, like, if you know me, and you know, like, my situation with my family, you know, I tell my son, father, I don't want my son on social media, because that shit is crazy. You know what I'm saying? It's really crazy. My son has a very big personality, and you never know. Like, these women, you know, they want children from your child father. These men, they want children from your baby mama, whatever the case may be. I don't want my children on social media. And therefore, he doesn't post him on social media. But when I look at the situation, like, Kanye is making valid points to me. You know what I'm saying? And then it's like you leaving somebody like Kanye, who just basically said he doesn't want you to dress raunchy. He wants you to respect yourself. You have children, to go and deal with somebody that's in their underwear on social media and turning up. Like, I have to look at it from the baby daddy point of view, right? Now, me, I do it for shits and giggles. But, if, you know, sometimes when my son father's around, I put on something short just to see if he going to say, go change. And he do every time. But that just showing that he care, you know what I'm saying, enough to be like, no, you're not finna go out there like that, right? I'm not combating him when I'm walking out like that. I just be wanting to see that, you know, that nigga care. And so a person can tell you they care all day long, but for them to show you those actions, it means a lot. And so for me, I feel like Ye is a concerned father, you know, that cares about his children, and he's being robbed of the opportunity to be there with his children, okay? Thirdly, shout out to Big Booty Judy from the N.O. and the Brat. They did tie the knot on 2/22/22, okay? So Big Booty Judy, Kaleidoscope, you know, with the Kaleidoscope drops, the hair drops, and the Brat. You know, we all know the Brat, Ricky Smiley Morning Show, famous, legendary rapper, you know, down with So-So Def. She did get into some trouble before. Somebody tried her in the club. She hit him with the bottle. They sued her. They won, and she filed bankruptcy, right? And so they found a way to get around that because they live in good, and they don't have to, you know, where they don't have to pay that particular money, or if they do, it's not a problem to pay her whatever it is that they were set out to pay, you know, this young lady. But I love love, no matter who it is, no matter how we say, you know, or who doesn't agree with the fact of, you know, gays or whatever. I love love. I love gays. I just don't like the people that is trying to come in and act like they're women when, you're not women. Like, you know, I seen a video, and I sent you this video. And the man was sitting, he stood his ground up against transgenders, where they said they identify as women. You can't identify as a woman when it's a mental fucking thing. Because if a true woman, if she passed away, they can take her bones and use her DNA and her bone structure to identify that this is a woman. If you are in your head mentally saying, I identify as a woman, and you're a man, and something happens to you, when they pull your bones up, you're going to identify as a man, right? So it's just that portion that I'm just like, I'm not going to play this mental game with people. But I love gays. I love straight people, heterosexual, and I love the movement. So shout out to Big Booty Judy. You know, I love me some Big Booty Judy and the brat on their marriage that just happened. And let's give a moment of silence to Snooty Wild. When I first seen the story, I'm like, who the hell is Snooty Wild? And it was just going crazy. Snooty Wild was the artist that rapped Yayo, right? He was signed to Yo Gotti, and Snooty Wild was gunned down while he was on Instagram Live, actually. And he was on Instagram Live saying, you know, these people need to, you know, make sure they pay me my money, yada, yada. And then you seen him look to his left, and he was like, what the fuck? And he took a bullet to the stomach, and then he took a bullet to the neck. He fought hard, but he passed from his injuries. He was in Texas. He is a Tennessee rapper. So one moment and a moment of silence for Snooty Wild. Much love and respect, okay? So those are the topics that I interacted with. I'm pretty sure that, you know, most, if not, you know, a few topics Mo's going to touch bases on. We got Smooth on the line, and we also have a caller on the line. So I'm about to sit back in the back seat and allow Mo Beans to take over the show. This is the Mo Beans show tonight. Love you guys. Peace.
Yeah, no doubt. So, so once again, this is the world-famous chop-off, you know what I'm saying? So usually, like, this is, like, the last half hour of the show. But, you know, the last show of the month is dedicated to the world-famous chop-off. So without further ado, man, I'm going to get into some of these topics, man. So the first one is, like, this whole Russia, Ukraine, Vladimir Putin, and how the U.S. fits in. So, you know, it's a lot of stuff going on. You know, right now, I think, so now I'm just going to give you my perspective, my intuition. So, you know, like I said, I'm on the outside looking in with this. So if anybody still, you know, want to talk about it or, you know, stop me and, you know, make some comments, feel free. So I'm just sizing it up, right? So this whole Ukraine thing. And I was talking to one of my colleagues, who happens to be Russian. So I was, you know, getting maybe some inside information from him, you know, being that he's actually Russian. So just to kind of paint the picture, so Ukraine, right, was actually the beginning of Russia, you know what I'm saying? Because if you look at a map, you know what I'm saying, like half of Russia is, well, like less than half, but, you know, the major part, the business part of Russia is in Europe. You know, Moscow is the capital. And then, as you see, Ukraine is, you know, European, you know what I'm saying? It's all with the European countries over there. So, you know, and Ukraine was part of Russia, you know what I'm saying, for the longest time. You know, that's when it was the USSR, you know what I'm saying? That's when you had Stalin, like some old school people. I'm naming Stalin. And but then more recently, like in the 80s when we were going through the Cold War, you had Gorbachev, you know what I'm saying? Everybody remember Gorbachev because he had that, like, birthmark on his forehead, head, you know what I'm saying? And then when the, when the USSR, you know, because it was communist, you know, it was heading towards that, like, communist kind of thing, when it got broken up, the Ukraine separated itself and became its own individual country. So this was like around early 90s, I believe, like probably 90, 91. It was like the same time as the whole Berlin Wall in Germany and all that type of stuff, right? So, you know, for the longest time it's been like its own kind of independent country. It's kind of like it's Texas, It's like, you know what? We're just going to be independent from the United States. We want our own kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? So that's the situation. And, all right, so now, fast forward, you know, Putin's been in charge for as long as I can remember, you know what I'm saying? Especially in the 2000s, you know what I'm saying? So, and Putin, you know, just doing my research on Putin. Now, Putin was actually, he's an interesting character, man, because this guy, you know, he was head of the Russian KGB, which is like the Russian version of the CIA. He's like some judo black belt, you know what I'm saying? And now he's the, you know, president or whatever you want to call it of Russia, you know what I'm saying? So now, so that's the kind of situation, right? So now from the United States point of view, I'm looking at it like, once again, if you're looking at the map of the United of the world or whatever, of course we got Alaska, but that's on the Asian side of Russia, right? You know what I'm saying? So we bought Alaska for its oil and all that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? But plus, you know what I'm saying, we kind of like, you know, we kind of look in and go in from that direction, even though that's not where all the business is happening. That's the Asian part of Russia, the part that's on the Asia, you know, continent, right? So if you look at Ukraine, you know, it's like I said, Ukraine is right in Europe, and Ukraine want to be more Euro, you know what I'm saying? They want to be more democratic, you know what I'm saying? So, and I think they want to be part of NATO, you know what I'm saying? So if you're looking at it from the United States point of view, the United States want to keep Ukraine where they are, you know what I'm saying? Because now we can kind of spy on Russia, make sure they ain't doing nothing crazy, you know what I'm saying, by having Ukraine be down with us, you know what I'm saying, and be down with the NATO. Even though they're not part of NATO, they kind of down with NATO. So that's why we, you know, United States is more pro-Ukraine because we want to keep control of that. Whereas Putin seems like he wants to go in there and just reclaim that because that's like original Russia, you know what I'm saying, and take that over. So that's where the conflict is. So, you know, and I'm looking at it, too. I'm wondering, like, if Trump was in office, would this have happened? Who knows? You know what I'm saying? Because when you look at the way Trump and Putin, it seemed like they kind of had, like, an interesting relationship. You know what I'm saying? Like, it seemed like they kind of...
Hey, I'm on mute. 24 minutes later.
Yeah. What's up, Smooth? You know what I'm saying? Smooth on the check-in. So,
hey, but you might want to unmute the other nigga that called, too. Shit.
Yeah. Go ahead, caller. I mean, if caller's still on the line.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
He probably muted.
Nah, he just spoke. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, so that's all man with that. So, I don't know if you guys heard my rhetoric on this whole Russia-Ukraine situation, but so far what I've discussed, do y'all have anything that y'all wanted to add to it before I, you know, kind of continue on?
I mean, I ain't
shoot
here.
Me,
I ain't here. I mean, me and Black was going back and forth about me being muted.
All right, well, look.
I'm going to get me a mute button for my birthday. I'm about to show you motherfuckers.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
Muting everyone.
Happy birthday. You know what I'm saying?
It ain't my birthday. God damn it. I'm just saying.
Okay,
well, my birthday.
Okay, for your birthday. My people. Pisces. Shout out to the Pisces out there. You know, Pisces. Pisces seem to be good peoples. But, all right, so look, let me ask you all, you know what I'm saying?
We're good people, but you cross that line, you know, we're not to be held responsible.
Yeah, and you know what's happening, caller? You know what I'm saying? I recognize your voice. I know it's been a minute since you called in, man. Big shout-out to you for checking in on the show or whatever. But, like I said, let me ask you all, man, because I like to have, like, a back-and-forth diet.
Oh, that's
I don't like to hog the mic. Yeah, I don't like to just hog the mic, man. So what do you guys think of this whole Ukraine-Russia conflict?
Shoot, well, not for nothing. Just like Miss Lovely said earlier, I mean, at first it kind of seemed like, you know, that kerfumble came out of nowhere. But, I mean, but at the same time, it's whatever, like, you know, no matter what the government is, America, Russia, anywhere worldwide, they only tell the public enough for them, they only tell them what they want them to know, but they never tell us the whole story. So with that being said, like, we really don't know what is, like, you know, going on between them two. Not for nothing, it's the same exact way to how, like, you know, when 9/11 hit, at first Like, you know, we thought, okay, we're fighting back, we're standing up for ourselves. Come to find out, and whatever, it was all over oil. And whatever.
True.
In this situation, we don't know, I mean, we don't know, like, you know, what their motives are. We don't know if they have good intentions. We don't know if they just see something over there, but like, you know, yeah, you know, we should take up our force because we're bigger than they are. Shoot, me personally, okay, now how can I put this? Me personally, whenever there's a conflict like this, before I take one side or the other, I need to know as much as possible because, quite frankly, too many times I supported someone or something, whether it be off a woman or not, and somewhere down the line I find some shit out and I'm like, damn, you whoever, now I look like the ass and everything.
Mm,
or not.
Good point.
So this is like, you know what, before I can make a final deduction, I will need to know as much as possible. And to be completely honest, sorry, not sorry to say this, but being that Putin's hands shook hands with Trump, in my opinion, his hands will always be dirty or always be toxic. Now, I don't know which one of you are wrong, but someone asked, like, you know, if Trump was in the White House, would this happen? Because him and Putin is cool. That is true. But keep in mind, Trump was the same bastard who had at least a good half the country. Every single last one of them were his supporters, even though media told us it was Antifa. He was the one that set up and riled them up to storm the Capitol because he rightfully lost an election. So with that being said, if he was in the White House, I honestly feel like, you know, he will be Putin's hype man to egg him on. Shoot, let's be serious here. Arrogant people like that, people like him, they're arrogant, far from humble. People like Trump, they got a point to prove. They have to be the alpha in every situation. They cannot take a loss. So with that being said, being that him and Putin are, like, you know, tied together and whatever, oh yeah, he would have put the battery in Putin's back.
Good point. You make some really good points. Smooth.
I mean, look, at the end of the day, it's either you follow the world politics or you don't. You see what I'm saying? This ain't nothing new. Everything that was going on between Ukraine and Russia, you know, they used to be a part of, you know, the former Soviet Union or whatnot. This has been 30 years in the making. Originally, they were supposed to get ran up in, what, about 8 years ago? If anybody even remembers watching that shit on the fucking news, when, you know, they ran up on the borders and shit, but then they stopped it. Now, as far as Trump is concerned, as far as liberals and conservatives are concerned, if Hillary Clinton would have won all those years ago, this would have happened under Hillary's watch because we was already positioning ourselves to get in some type of conflict with fucking Russia.
True.
You see what I'm saying? So all this is just some shit that was supposed to happen 4 years ago. That's it. It was just supposed to happen 4 years ago. That is all. Now, it's Ukraine's fault that they're getting ran up in because after the Soviet Union dissolved, Ukraine had the majority of the nuclear weapons. They had the majority of nuclear weapons. They gave this shit to Russia, like, fuck it, with guarantees. Like, man, we don't even want this shit. Look, all we need is just, you know, send some guarantees that you ain't going to run up on us. All right, okay, cool. Shit. Now that you ain't got it no more.
Yeah,
bitch, I can run up in you anytime I want. You see what I'm saying? And when you talking about when the statement was made about NATO, America, and Ukraine has been attempting to position themselves to be a part of NATO. All right. The closer they got to it, Russia paid them off $15 billion because they needed the fucking money. And they backed out.
Mm.
So there you go. So, like, now that you're no longer part of NATO, you see what I'm saying? I can run up in you. Because if you're part of NATO, there's rules against that shit. You see what I'm saying? There's rules against sovereignty of nations because one representative nation can't run up into another one. That's why, you see what I'm saying, Taiwan, everybody's frowning on motherfuckers trying to recognize Taiwan as being a part of NATO because, you know, they owe China. But ain't nobody talking about the fact China ran up on fucking Taiwan the same day fucking you. Russia ran up on Ukraine.
Well, not for them. That's the thing about it. They pick and choose what to tell us, or any situation, or even the situation on a whole.
You pick and choose what you decide to listen to, or what you decide to follow. You see what I'm saying? That's the difference. If a motherfucker waits for information to come to them, they gonna eat exactly what the fuck they waiting for. Information ain't no different than you hunting. You got to go out there and get it. Period.
That's true. That is true.
We all have the ability to get it, but we get to know where to go get it from and who to ask.
And some people just wait for the news to come to them. Now, if you wait for the news to come to you, whatever the fuck they decide to give to you is what you got.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. So, yeah, so it's going to be interesting, man, how this thing shapes up. So a similar situation, I believe, like around like 8 years ago, too, was the whole Georgia situation. I'm not talking about Atlanta, Georgia. I'm talking about the Georgia that's on like one of the, you know, Russian bordered countries or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I know like a situation happened with similar situation in Georgia, you know, wanted their independence and stay independent from Russia because they have their own kind of culture and everything. And through Putin, Putin was able to take over that. And like I said, with the whole, I guess, NATO kind of agreement or whatever, I think when, going back to Germany, when the whole Berlin Wall went down and it was, you know, Western Germany and Germany was able to reunite again, there's a lot of, unwritten rules that was supposed to happen that, you know, okay, you know, like what you was alluding to, Smooth, when you was talking about how, you know, all right, if Ukraine is going to be independent, you know, they're going to give their nuclear weapons to Russia, but then Russia will not, you know, run up in and take over Ukraine and stuff like that. And like I said, Ukraine has always kind of positioned themselves to be a part of, to try to get into NATO and stuff like that and be a part of NATO, but they're kind of like, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like a kid being pulled in two different directions from their parents because, you know, NATO, you know, of course, United States has a big, big controlling interest in NATO because they want to see what's going on in that part of the world, Europe, you know what I'm saying, the money section, basically. And then, of course, Russia, they want to keep their ties closer to Europe and stuff like that. So Ukraine is just a nice chip on the board. And, like, you made a good point, too, about how you know you could see it if you follow like the when Hillary Clinton was running against Trump in 2016, just in the debates, you know, if you heard it was like night and day, you know what I'm saying? Whereas you saw Trump like, okay, let's work something out because Trump is a business person, you know what I'm saying? So he's always trying to figure out, all right, it's a deal. What's in it for both of us, and how can we both, you know, get a piece of the pie and not cause a conflict, you know what I'm saying? Whereas, you know, Hillary Clinton claimed from that point of view where it's like, nah, you know, F Russia, whatever, you know what I'm saying? So now that Trump is not in office and, you know, they can kind of, you know, had a little Trump, Putin, you know, kind of just both had they hands in the pie of Ukraine. Now it's a different situation because now you got Biden, and the more and more I look at Biden, I like, I can't, can't even get behind this guy as the leader of our country. I haven't watched none of his address the nation, stuff like that. I can't. It's just nothing about him that makes me want to follow this guy. So if I'm feeling this way, of course somebody like Putin's gonna feel this way. Like, all right, you know, you down with Hillary Clinton, so now it's like, fuck it. I'm about to go into Ukraine and play my hand now and see if I can just take over Ukraine and like really, you know, put my stamp on it. So, you know, so we'll see what happens. I think.
No.
You know, what's up? Go ahead.
No. You there, but you're not there.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Pete game. Look at what the news is reporting now, compared to what they was reporting a month ago.
Okay.
But a month ago, everybody was reporting COVID-19. A month ago, everybody was reporting the the chokehold when it comes down to the supply chain, right? A month ago, everybody was reporting everything negative with this particular presidential run. You see what I'm saying? Now, all they're talking about is fucking Ukraine and Russia. So at the end of the day, you got to remember one thing. The only person that really has ties with Russia is Biden's son. You see what I'm saying?
Bad about him.
So how is it possible? How is it possible, you see what I'm saying, that when I need a fucking diversion the most, Russia just so happens to give you exactly what you need, my nigga?
Hold on.
Well, you guys got to reiterate it because I missed your whole point. I heard you say something about Biden's son. I do remember him being some – I forgot what his title is. That he had something to do with Russia, but I do remember Trump calling him out. Like, the dude's been on drugs and situations like that. Yeah. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So
what I'm saying is the only person that really has political ties to Russia is Biden. You see what I'm saying? And when you look at what's going on and what was being broadcast on the news a month ago compared to now, you see what I'm saying? Everything that was being broadcast a month ago before they started to warn you about the potential, you know what I'm saying, Russia running in fucking Ukraine, was everything negative that was going on with this particular establishment of the presidency. So everything that was going wrong with Biden's presidency was consistently and habitually in the fucking news. Up until the point where Biden came out and the Secretary of State came out and started talking about, hey, Russia's going to run up in Ukraine. Really? You see what I'm saying? So once he started saying that shit a month ago, all the way up to this fucking point, you are no longer talking about the increases in food prices. You're no longer talking about COVID-19. You're no longer talking about all the fucking the mandates and all this other good shit. Now you're strictly focusing on everything other than fucking Biden and the presidency.
I get what you're saying, because everybody's always scared that this could break out into a war situation, a World War III situation.
What,
you know
what I'm
saying
is that this is orchestrated on the behalf of fucking Biden and his son.
But Biden's son, I mean, from following this story, do you know what Biden's son's title was? What his affiliation with Russia was?
He had a few affiliations, which wasn't supposed to be, because this nigga has security clearance, and this nigga ain't never did nothing to warrant a fucking security clearance.
Yeah, it's some red tape with that.
Right. You know what I'm talking about? So, like, at the end of the day, it's all about, unfortunately, if we don't do our due diligence, right, if we don't really do our own fucking investigation, we're just going to be left to be fed what they decide to feed us. But if you remember what was already told to you, because, like, there's one thing about the fucking news. The news is going to tell you some shit. They're going to throw something out there, then they're going to leave it alone, right? It's up to you to revisit that bitch 5 years down the line.
That's true.
You see what I'm saying? Motherfucker, like, wait a minute, hold up, et cetera, et cetera. Just like when you was talking about the Berlin Wall coming down. I was there for that shit. It was fun. I made a shitload of money as a child selling fucking rocks that I put crayons on, you know what I'm saying? Like, this part of the Berlin Wall.
Wait, hold on.
Give me a dollar. And these fuckers actually gave me a fucking dollar.
He was in Germany at that time?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. You know, all right. Oh, shit. All right. We got an insider on the phone. Okay.
Well, yeah, man. But, you know, it all stems from that, too. You know what I'm saying? That had a lot to do with what's coming up now. So my thing is this. I think, you know, this is just me, you know, spitballing a little bit. I think, you know, Putin is going to actually take over Ukraine. You know what I'm saying? But this is the last straw. You know what I'm saying? Like, he can't go no further with this. You know what I'm saying? And Ukraine could be subject to come back. But at this point, I think they're going to just let it slide because we don't want nothing crazy. And but now it is on notice, like, okay, if you take over Ukraine, just know this is it. That's it. Nothing else from you. Because now, when you're in Ukraine, you know, it could be some, like, modern day, you know, I'm just looking at the people that try to take over Europe in back in the day. But if you just look at, you know, in the last
200 years, you know what I'm saying, Napoleon. You know, you get a France, and they're, you know, expanding, you know what I'm saying? And they tried to, you know, take over a lot of shit until they, you know, got caught up with the whole Haiti situation, and then they had to sell the whole Louisiana Purchase, and then, you know, that was kind of the end of France world dominance. But then you had, later on, you had Germany, and you had Nazi Germany, and Hitler, and Hitler basically kind of taking over Europe for a minute until shit hit the fan. And that shit got, you know, taken back. And then, you know, Germany broke up. And now, you know, Germany is the modern-day Germany that we see now. So now Putin could be in that same thing. Because, like I said, if you look at the map, Ukraine is definitely European. And, you know, it's right next to Poland, right next to Belarus. Lithuania is not too far. Romania. So, you know, they just want to make sure, okay, Putin, you know what I'm saying? You know, so that's
Ukraine was number two. Russia was number one, and Ukraine was number two when it came down to the Soviet Union, Republic of the Soviet Union. That's why Ukraine had the majority of the nuclear weapons.
Exactly, because,
Yeah,
and Ukraine is actually that Russia started from Ukraine. Ukraine is the beginning of Russia. You know what I'm saying? From Ukraine they started, and then they just, you know, went out, what, east, and just, you know, took over more land. But so Ukraine is technically Russia. So that's where Putin's selling to his people. I'm just taking back what's rightfully ours. And Ukraine, I guess, and their president and their thing is like, no, we want to be more European. We don't want to kind of go with the whole Russian regime. We want our own thing and be a separate thing and eventually be part of NATO. You know what I'm saying? So that's where the conflict is. And plus, like I said, the United States, or from our point of view, we like having Ukraine being separately because, like I said, you know, if they're a democratic society, you can kind of like, kind of influence who's going to be in charge there. And then, you know, we got our spies there to make sure Russia ain't doing nothing crazy. But now it's like a chess
move. No, we don't get it.
It's over Ukraine. You know, now they got more influence in Europe. So that's the situation. So, you know,
you don't get two flying chicks about Ukraine, man. And the fucking thing about it is everybody forgetting it's because of the bullshit with fucking Ukraine that started the rabbit hole as far as Trump being impeached. You see what I'm saying? Because everybody forgot when the president of fucking Ukraine won. You see what I'm saying? America had already allotted a certain amount of millions of dollars for Ukraine for the defense against fucking Russia. But remember, fucking Trump was like, well, since I won, this is what I want you to do. I want you to get some dirt on Biden's son. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's what started the original rabbit hole when it come down to being fucking impeached. So we don't give a fuck about Ukraine. You see what I'm saying?
That's what I'm trying to say. So if Putin takes it over, we don't care. But I'm just saying that at the same time, though, you know, you got to still look at what Ukraine is positioning.
We care about the power move. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, some people are retarded because they don't know the world politics. Trump was retarded when it came down to this particular power move against Ukraine. Because, like, Russia going to take Ukraine. But once they take Ukraine, that's going to fuck us beyond repair. Because when you look at the new status of the world powers, right, China is number one. Russia is number two. And America is number three when it comes down to global influence. Because the number one and the number two motherfuckers that distribute money across the world is actually China and Russia. Russia's responsible for the majority of the fucking oil that's being distributed in Europe. So why you think ain't nobody really running to Ukraine's defense? You see what I'm saying? Matter of fact, China just ostracized America for bucking the fight up. Motherfucker China like, man, this America fault right here. They starting this stupid shit. And what we did.
Yeah, man. Well, like I said, only time will tell. So we'll see how that shapes up. So I will keep this story posted, you know what I'm saying, as it, you know, heats up. But, all right, so moving on. Let me see here. So the next thing I wanted to get into the news is, and I Black touched base on this, and I got to retort a couple of her things that she said. But you know, so big shout out to Kanye. But, so, you know, he's got a documentary out on Netflix. I haven't seen it yet. I don't know if you've seen it yet, Smooth. Have you seen Genius yet?
Fuck no.
Nah, yeah, see, I haven't watched it yet. I'm not really, I'll probably get around to it eventually, but I'm not all amped up to watch it because I don't like this whole hero worship, you know what I'm saying? Once, I just hate how, especially our people, man, like, I hate to say it, but our people, you know what I'm saying, Black Americans or whatever, you know, the people I identify with most because that's what I am, it just becomes hero worship. I see it with Jay-Z, I see it with Beyonce, and now I'm starting to see it with Kanye, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, it just gets to be too much. It's just like everybody's following the same thing, man, and all that. So I got to go left, and everybody's kind of going right. So I haven't watched it but for that, you know what I'm saying? Plus, I've always been a fan of Ye, so I kind of already know all the stories, you know what I'm saying? It'd be kind of maybe cool to see it in a documentary. I'm not ready to watch that just yet. Maybe, like, you know, when I'm just in the right frame of mind or I'm just being inspired in that type of way, then I'll watch it. But just to watch it for the sake of watching, I'm not going to do it. There's too many other things I'm interested in. Also, too, he has Donda 2 that I guess he's, you know, about to come out with or put out on another platform or something like that. And I'm just seeing, like, you know, it's marketing for him. I'm not getting caught up in that. You know what I'm saying? So many people are like, oh, I can't wait. I got to listen to this whole Donda 2. I didn't like Donda 1, to be honest with you. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was overrated. So,
didn't you listen to the gospel album? That was you, huh?
I mean, the gospel albums was cool. I kind of rocked with the gospel albums a little bit. Donda kind of threw me off a little bit. I mean, it was all right, but it wasn't what everybody was making it out to be. And then plus, I think he it was just too much of a start and stop with the whole release of it. You know what I'm saying? Then it was a lot of weird shit going on. And then the music that, you know, because me, I can care less about all the background noise. You know what I'm saying? I pay attention to the product, to the music. And the music just didn't live up to the hype, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? For Donda.
Man, did you watch Bel-Air yet, bro?
Well, I'm going to get to that. Hold on. I'm going to get to that. We're going to get to that. I just want to speak on this real quick, and then I'm going to switch off to that, because I really want you to – yeah, I'm going to get your opinion on that some more. So, so I haven't watched that. But two things that I wanted to just mention what Black had said. And, all right, once again, I don't like to get into the whole, you know what I'm saying, gossip part. That's more Black's point of view. But – two things she did say that I'm like, hold on. So one, and if Black is listening, I don't know if she's going to chime back in, but she said so Kanye, I guess supposedly from Black's perspective, he had beef with his daughter being on TikTok, Kim Kardashian, the daughter that they have together being on TikTok. So, and one thing I'll say about that to Black is, come on, that's what empire is built on. Is their whole media presence, you know what I'm saying? So their whole life is reality, you know what I'm saying, reality TV. So you just should know that comes with the territory. So well, look, it comes with the territory, man. It comes with the territory.
No,
I know
not with the kids. If you pay attention to, depending on who you are, right?
Yeah.
A lot of times, a motherfucker know better than putting their kids online.
I would do it. Yeah.
Right. Kim put the daughter online after, you see what I'm saying, they broke up. See, that's just a spiteful broad. That's just a broad that she's no longer under his control. She ain't got to worry about hearing the fucking note. So now I'm about to show you what I'm really about.
Yep. I get it.
But that's how fights start.
That.
You know what I'm saying? That's how fights start. That's how, you know what I'm saying, niggas get into situations where domestic violence pops up. Because we done already had this conversation about what you can and what you can't do, what you will and what won't do. But as soon as we break up, now you won't do it because now you don't have to listen to me? Like, all right, bitch, I got you.
Yep, that's exactly what she did. And so here's the next part of my point. So then... And then here's the other part that Black was saying, oh, yeah, she agreed with Ye when he was saying, yeah, why are you dressing up like a hoe and all this other stuff? You need to be more of a housewife. You can't make a hoe a housewife. You know what I'm saying? So that's number two. You know what I'm saying? So that comes with the territory. You knew what you was getting with when you got with this chick, Kim Kardashian. You knew what she was about. So don't be mad when she show you her true self.
Like,
putting your daughter
no,
on
like,
TikTok.
Like, nigga, I understand that part. Like, hold up, wait a minute, bitch. This is how you met me. This is how you met me. Now all of a sudden you want me to change?
Yeah.
Nigga, I got a porno out, motherfucker.
Exactly.
I'm sucking another nigga dick.
Exactly. My whole family's on TV. So why would you be surprised that she going to put the daughter on TikTok? The whole family's on TV. Come on.
No,
like,
no, no. Kids are different. Kids are off limits. I don't give a fuck what you do.
I would say it too, but you know what I'm saying? I'm not surprised. That's what, all I'm trying to say is I'm not surprised that it just comes with their family makeup. That's how they made $1 billion. You know what I'm saying? So they ain't about to change it now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, kids is sacred and all that. Don't get me wrong, but from their point of view, man, that's all part of business. From their point of view, I'm not saying I would do it. I'm not okay. I would agree with Jay, but at the same time, he should know what he getting into.
That ain't that's not their point of view. Because if you look at how many of the other fucking kids are being exposed online, you see what I'm saying? They got their own set of rules, and the kids are off limits.
Man, all right, well, I don't know, man. they was kids.
I mean,
I
know.
The two youngest daughters, the one is dating, I can't think of, Kendall, and I can't think of their names or whatever, but the one is with Travis Scott. She was a kid. She was a teenager on the show. You know what I'm saying? So what do you mean?
Right.
Like,
right. She was a teenager. Now, mind you, let's get this one thing straight.
What's up?
We're not talking about Kris Jenner's kid, right? Because Kris Jenner's kids were old enough to make their own fucking decisions, right? We're talking about the children of fucking Kanye West and Kim Kardashian. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Remember, they had a fucking they almost had a fucking war between Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna's child. You see what I'm saying? As far as posting the kid online, Kendall Jenner, whatever her fucking name is, one's a model, so she's already doing the model shit, and the other one had been fucking. She was fucking Tiger. And, you know,
technically, she was a kid. She wasn't 18 yet.
Right.
She was probably like 20, 21, 22,
right, 23. That's R. Kelly right there. Like, that nigga supposed to get some charges. But, you know, I ain't going
to. I'm just trying to say, you know, all I'm trying
no,
to say.
But that's apples and oranges between a fucking 8-year-old and, you know what I'm saying, a 17-year-old.
All right. I mean, look, I'm not surprised. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying I'm not surprised. So, with that being the case, though, last thing I'll say on Ye before we get into the Bel Air is shout out to Ye. You know what I'm saying? Even though I ain't messing with the documentary right now and I ain't rock with the Donda 2, Ye's still my guy. You know what I'm saying? So, and I sold all my Gap stock, right? One share because I saw something in the news and I'm like, all right, let me start to watch it because I just sold all my shares, man. I was losing the stock market was just going in a downward spiral too much, and I just had to kind of just regroup, redo a strategy, right? So anyway, but Gap finally has announced that they got a limited release of the Yeezy Gap, and it's engineered by Balenciaga, the Balenciaga collection. So they got a collection of tees, hoodies, denim jackets, and pants. So I bought my share of Gap for $13.80. So the 52-week low is like $13 and like 50 cents or whatever. So it's like really close. I'm like, it's got to go up from here. So, you know, so I'm thinking this is what I've been waiting on. The Ye would get behind it, do something and put something out. So hopefully I can kind of see this and see if it trends and then I'll buy more stock if I see it trending upward. So, so that's all I wanted to, you know, touch base on Ye. So now, switching up to Bel Air. So we kind of got into this topic towards the end of the show. Smooth, I really wanted to get your point of view on the show, but we only had like 2 minutes before you really started talking about it. So I'm gonna be honest with you, Smooth. I'm still not with the Bel Air, man. I'm still not with it. I'm trying, but I'm still too. I don't know, man. I'm too connected to the original First Prince of Bel Air. I know it's had 4 episodes, but now we can really get into it. You know what I'm saying? So tell me why you like it so much, man. Because I just don't see. I don't see it. You know what I'm saying? But what do you really identify? Why are you rocking with it? You know, why do you think it's a good revamp, a good show? Why are you a fan of the new one? now that we got time.
I'm a fan of Bel Air because it was actually a good fucking show. I mean, okay. When you watch the episodes, like the first episode, all right, okay, cool. You seen so many little nuances, right, about how the story was supposed to be told. You see what I'm saying? And when you watch the intro, you see what I'm saying? So everything happened on the B-ball court and all this other good shit, woo-to-woo, right? Then yeah. you get to episode two. Episode two really puts you in a situation where you realize that in the real world, Carlton and fucking Will ain't supposed to be friends.
You see okay. what I'm saying? Why you say that? Because they come from two different...
They come from two different worlds. They're two totally different people. I like this. He likes that. We're going to naturally clone.
Opposites attract, though. That's how you learn from... I'm saying opposites attract. That's how you learn from people.
No.
You know?
Opposites don't attract when y'all are competing for the same resource. You see what I'm saying? Opposites do not attract when you're competing for the same resource. See, Will is a new entity into the world of Carlton, right? So the world of Carlton, everything around Carlton was for Carlton. So, like, now you have this new entity that's taking time away from you as far as your mom's time, your dad's time, your school's time, your former bitch. You see what I'm saying? So, like, naturally, you're going to have this natural source of resentment towards this motherfucker. So opposites don't attract in that particular manner. You're now an enemy. So when you look at it from that different dynamic and shit, you're like, well, goddamn. You see what I'm saying? So don't get me wrong. I compare the characters to the old characters. So I'll be like, man, that's not my Hillary. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Man, my doctor, you know what I'm saying? My judge, Phillip Banks and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that ain't my Ashley or that, you know what I'm saying? That nigga's straight gangster. See, I can tell you ain't make it to episode three.
I didn't make it to episode none of them. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, and I'm probably
still on episode one.
Yeah, I'm on the outside looking in, man. I'm probably and for the people out there that's listening, you know, if you haven't heard the show, close your ears, turn it down or whatever. But go ahead, man. You can talk about the show because I'm gonna let you know.
I need you to just bite the bullet, like, because for one, if I can watch so many episodes
of
I Will Destroy You, right?
You didn't even finish it.
It took me a while, dog. You know what I'm saying? There's too much weight going on, bro.
Did you
no.
finish
it? No. No, I was like, two episodes left. No, but hey, I watched, but how many episodes of Rape did I have to watch before I got to the point where I'm like, fuck, you ain't making past the first episode, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? I Will Destroy You was Rape City.
How much
rape can a man take?
I'm going to tell you, man. It's funny how. Law of attraction, synergy, and all this, how it works, right? I'm going to tell you what I am watching. I'm going to tell you what's an interesting character study. It's making me kind of sad, but in a way, it's interesting, man. And like I said, HBO, I love the way, we was talking about this too before we kind of got cut off because of time, but I love the way HBO curates their shows, right? So, like, I'm all in on this whole HBO app, right? So now... And I'm able to just curate and watch a lot of just interesting stuff that I want to watch, and then no commercials or whatever, so I can just pick up and stop and, you know, get my work done. Then when I'm got some time to relax, you know, press play, and it's right where I left it. So I'm loving the way they got it situated, right? So long story short, I told you, I've been making my watch list, you know what I'm saying? So I went through all the movies, and I just went through the stuff, you know, and I'm not even watching just movies, comedies, and goofy shit. I'm watching a lot of just documentaries and nature and shit like that. They got a lot of good stuff on there, right? So, you know, so I got all that kind of like, you know, curated to the way I like it, right? So then, you know, I started watching this one show, right? Because it was interesting. It was one of the, you know, things that on my watch list, and it's called Dope Sick Love, right? So start watching it, and it's interesting, very interesting character study. It takes place in New York, and there's two separate couples. And they both are drug addicts in New York. And it just shows the hustle and bustle that they're doing to get, money to get drugs to get high, right? So I'm like, and you know how HBO does it. So it kind of reminded me of this old school show that HBO used to have called Hookers at the Point. I don't know if you remember that. So I was like,
yeah.
Oh, man. So I was like, oh, man, I wonder if they got
Yeah.
So I'm like, I wonder if they got Hookers at the Point on the
Nope.
In the series. Oh, no, right? Yeah, so you know. Yeah,
no.
I think you spoke about that before.
None of the After Dark series on there. No Pimps Up Hoes Now. No real sex. None of that. No dirty motherfuckers.
Exactly. So I forgot you had said this a while ago. But so I was looking for it. I was like, nah, damn. I'm like, that could, I'm like, how did you get that, right? But anyway, I was able to just go through and kind of cue. They do got a lot of other just interesting stuff on HBO as far as they in a series collection. And the same thing. I'm not watching a bunch of just bullshit. I'm getting just documentaries and shit that I think is interesting, right? So now I got my list. So I came across something like, oh, snap, because I came across an old TV show, a 90s sitcom that was out. You know what I'm saying? Of course, the popular 90s sitcom that everybody know about. You know, I was a big fan of The Cosby Show. You know what I'm saying? Different World. In Living Color was one of my all-time favorites. I loved In Living Color. Martin and The Fresh Prince, right? That was probably all I really rocked with as far as comedies, right? But then it was this show that was on that I didn't really watch it when it was on because by that time it came out like 95. And by that time I started really, you know, going out, kicking it, you know, discovering girls and, you know, all types of other shit. So stopped watching TV like that, right? But it's called In the House. I don't know if you remember that. In the House. So it's got LL Cool J and
went crazy.
Yeah, and Maya Campbell. So HBO got, like, all the episodes, right? So I'm like, oh, let me put this on my watch list. So what's interesting about it, like, I didn't watch it when it was out. Yeah. Well, I was going to say, I didn't watch it when it was out because, like I said, by that time I was just into some other shit. So now I started kind of watching it. And what's interesting is I think it was from the same creator of Fresh Prince because LL Cool J is definitely, like, on some, like, Will Smith type stuff, but at the same time, it's different. I can relate to it more because he's like a former football player. He's, you know, he got injured. He used to play with the Los Angeles Raiders, and he wasn't on point with his money, so now he had to rent out his house. You know what I'm saying? He just stayed in like he got like a apartment that's above the garage, and he rent out the main house, but they share the kitchen. So, you know, so now he, like, on his real estate shit, trying to get his money up and all this other stuff, right? So I can kind of relate to that now. Just, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm looking to get me some property, rent out. And then, you know, and it's just, you know, the family that he kind of, you know, that he rents it out to and you know, and there you go, right? So it's got the girl and the a younger boy or whatever, right? But anyway, the girl is played by Maya Campbell. So what's just interesting is I've been watching, like, the first – probably like on season two, but just as a character study, man, because, you know, she was a bipolar or whatever. So, you know what I'm saying? So she, you know, I end up Googling her, like, little story after I started watching it, and it's just some sad shit, man, because, you know, she was bipolar, and then I think she got off her meds, and then, you know, similar to Euphoria. I'm going to talk about that a little bit, too, in the World Famous Chop Up because they got the season finale tonight. But basically, she starts self-medicating, and it was all downhill from there. So anyway, watching this show is like a prequel to seeing what drugs and everything can do. So not to bring the show down or whatever, but it's an interesting character study because, like I said, I started watching this one show called Dope, Sick, Love, and then it's just interesting how I started watching that. But I guess the other part to bring me back to the whole Bel Air part, I do like In the House, though. You know what I'm saying? And In the House is actually Carlton. He leaves, you know, because by the time In the House started, I think the Fresh Prince was just ending. So now his character is about to become on In the House. So I guess instead of Bel Air, I'm gonna probably be watching this In the House because it's just taking me back to that whole '90s nostalgia or whatever. But yeah, man, I don't know, man. It's Bel Air. I'm trying to get with it, man. But I don't know, man. I might try to give it another shot. But I got so much other stuff, man, that I'm kind of like Snowfall just started back. I haven't, you know, watched that yet. I'm gonna wait till some episodes get kind of like stacked up before I watch that. I haven't even got back into the whole Tommy Show. I don't know if you watched that. I know you watched the first episode. The Maximum Force or whatever, the Tommy's.
Oh, yeah, Force.
Yeah,
yeah, I watched all five episodes, all four episodes.
So how was that?
Force is good. Force is different. Let's just put it like this. All right, so, like, now you don't have Ghost holding Tommy back. You see what I'm saying? So,
right.
Like, now when Tommy wants to kill somebody, there is no fake Tommy types. No, I'm killing him. You know what I'm saying? I'm canceling Christmas.
Okay, all right. He got no chill.
So,
now, no,
right,
no,
no.
Yeah.
Right, Ghost was the thinker. Tommy is the straight killer. So right now, Tommy was supposed to die quite a few times on this here show. You know what I'm saying? But he just, boy, look, his kill game is different.
Gotcha.
His kill game is different in Chicago compared to New York.
Yeah, that's interesting too. So I'm just waiting for a few more episodes to stack up, and then I can kind of binge watch that. But I thought that's kind of cool that he's in Chicago as opposed to New York, so you get a whole different flavor or whatever. All right, so that's why, man.
You binge watching, motherfuckers. Man, watch that shit when it come out, man. Man, come on now. We old enough to remember the good times when you have to anticipate them 7 days before the next episode. You just won't binge it all at one fucking
time. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I said I just wait and let them stack up, because I told you, man, I'm on my HBO right now, man. I'm on my HBO Max real tough, man. Like, I'm satisfied with my
experience, bro. You know what I'm saying? That 7 days, like, we remember the 7 day wait.
Of course.
We remember what happens if you fucked around and went home late, nigga. You missed shit.
You missed it. It was just done. You
know what I'm saying?
That was it.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Wait like another 9 months before they replay the episode.
Yo, man, the wonders of technology, man. So that's why, you know what I'm saying? So I can just wait, and that's why I just wait till everything kind of like it's some synchronicity, like where it just makes sense. All right, now it's time for me to watch. Then I can just enjoy it better, man. So I don't know.
Like you, that knows the people, so that's why shit get canceled after a season.
But yeah, this Bel Air, man, you've been really pumping that, man. So I don't know, man. I just got so much stuff going on. I don't know if I'm gonna get around to it, but hey, man. But so the next, what's up?
The episode that came out Thursday was slow. You see what I'm saying? The episode that just came out a few days ago was slow. You see what I'm saying? The only reason why you would have to consider it slow because it was so gangster.
Hold on. Smooth. I don't care, man. You can tell. I told the listeners, you know, like turn down the volume or whatever, if we gonna ruin it for you, or whatever. So what is so? You gotta answer this question. What is so gangster? Because you keep saying gangster. What is so gangster about this show? Like, what are they? First off, he moving from a situation. I guess he had some beef in Philly or whatever. Because you know, like I said, from the Will Smith part, you see, he got into it on, and then he goes to Cali. So. He going to a family that seem like they well off. They should even be in the streets and nothing like that. So what's the gangster part? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Listen to me. First of all, beef ain't never squashed. You see what I'm saying? You can go to Timbuktu for all I care. If I want you, I'ma get you. And that's what they own, bro. It ain't over. It ain't over.
So that's what it is. So they coming to L.A. looking for him, basically. That's what you're trying to say.
I ain't saying that. I'm saying motherfucking G is a straight G. That's what
Hold
I'm
on,
saying.
The butler.
He's not a butler. He's a house manager.
He's a house manager. Okay. That's a fancy name for a butler, right? House manager?
No, that's a fancy name for a phone call killer.
The house manager. Okay, so you know what it is. So he's Alfred now. So he's Alfred. Like that's how Alfred is basically.
Pennyworth.
Like, you know, you would think he was the butler, but you know Alfred. Don't get it twisted. If you watch Pennyworth, that's what
right. Pennyworth.
Yeah, that's what you're trying to say. Okay,
man. What I'm telling you is G is on some gangster ass European London type shit. Like the way this motherfucker carries himself, you already know. Hey, this nigga's a killer. This motherfucker's a stone cold killer. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's your first impression of this dude while he's talking. Like, this motherfucker's holding power meetings inside the house like he's a nigga from Django.
Wait, hold on. The nigga from Django. Wait, hold on. Which one, Django or Samuel L? Because, you know,
the nigga from Django is fucking Samuel Jackson. You feel me?
Okay.
So, but remember, motherfucker Samuel Jackson's the nigga in the house.
He was the house manager. I mean,
right. But the motherfucker had the cigar and the whiskey. You know, talking about drinking, giving advice. You know what I'm talking about? Like, wait a minute.
Okay. All right. So he a house manager like that. Okay.
Right. Like, you coming to me for advice, motherfucker.
Interesting, and it's on Peacock too. I mean, you saying it like this like a, like it's on cable. You know what I'm saying? It's on NBC, right? Like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, look, I just have ways of watching this shit. I'm not affiliated with no Peacock and all the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? You know how that shit goes.
No doubt, man. So, yeah. All right. So, switching gears. So, like I said. Yeah. So, switching gears. So, we got the season finale of Euphoria tonight. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm definitely looking forward to that, man. It's been an interesting show, man. That show's been all ups and downs. And like I said, nobody does.
They kept it light, huh? That's a limited amount of episodes this season.
Yeah, man. I think it was only like eight episodes or whatever. But that's all they needed. But tonight, I can tell, because just how you talked about how last week's episode of Bel-Air was slow. That's how Euphoria episode was last week. So I can tell tonight about to be crazy. So I'm not going to give it away, but I'm going to kind of set stage for what's happening. So just how I was talking about the show I was watching, the documentary that I was watching on HBO called Dope Sick Love about these drug addicts or whatever. The main character, Euphoria, her name is Rue. She's played by Zendaya. And she's like 17.
Enough.
Yeah, she's like 17, 18 or whatever. 17. I think she's like in her senior year now, but she was when I started watching it, the first season, she was in her junior. It's been two seasons. This is just the second season. So anyway, she is a drug addict. You know what I'm saying? She came out of rehab or whatever, but she wasn't even trying to be in rehab. She's still about that drug life or whatever. So the thing is, not trying to give it away, but she took a bunch of drugs that she was supposed to sell that she wasn't going to sell. She had no intentions of selling. She was going to maybe try to do something with a couple of her homegirls who didn't even know that she was going to have them try to sell it. So anyway, she ended up started using the drugs and started just really to the point of almost ODing. And then her mother found out, her little sister found out, and they see how she all just acting crazy. So they basically take the drugs, flush the drugs down the toilet, and that's like about $3,000, like probably about $5,000 worth of drugs, maybe $10,000.
Oh,
I think it might be $10,000 worth of drugs, right? So
all the bullshit, you know.
So. You already know that ain't gonna end good. So, you know what I'm saying? And she had this one episode that was crazy, man. I don't know. It was like the episode before this episode that just happened, probably like 2 weeks ago or whatever, when she was just all types. That was when she found out that her mother and her sister had flushed the drugs down the toilet or whatever. And they was trying to get her back into rehab, and she didn't want to go back to rehab. So she like just got out the car and she was running the whole episode. The whole episode she running. So anyway, long story short, she got drugs from this one little lady, man. This lady was like a real soft-spoken lady, but she gangster, man. She like she could have been a librarian, a little white lady, right? A little white lady like in her early 50s, probably. You know what I'm saying? Like she gangster, you know what I'm saying? Her old crew was just gangster, but she like real soft-spoken, you know what I'm saying? So she took the drugs from her. So she said to the chick, like, look, don't play me. If I give you these drugs, because when she came here, she was sober. So I guess the lady took a chance. Like, all right, you know, you can do it, but don't play me. You play me, I'm a kidnap you, and I'm going to probably sell you into some type of shit. You know what I'm saying? So basically, I know that's going to kind of reoccur this episode. So I want to see how that plays out. Then there's this other dude that I'm a fan of on the show. His character is called Fizgo. He like this white dude, man, but he cool, man. Just a white dude, you know what I'm saying? He in the drugs, he's a drug dealer.
but he's a cool-ass white guy. You know what I'm saying? I just like the way he think. You know what I'm saying? Real slow talking, but he know what he's talking about, right? And he got this little brother named Ashtray, right, who was, like, basically, like, kind of adopted because he was, like, left on their, like, doorstep, and their grandmother raised them or whatever, but then the grandmother ended up dying. Or no, she didn't die. She got real sick. She got, like, emphysema because she used to smoke a lot of cigarettes and shit like that. So he, like, caring for her and stuff like that. But anyway, he is kicking it, was started talking to one of the girls that's in the high school. He's a little older or whatever, but the girl that's in the high school, she's probably like 17. He probably about 20 or something like that. But anyway, he's talking to her. And she's doing a play. He was supposed to go to the play. He was getting all right to go to the play, all pumped up to go to the play, you know, got his tux or whatever. And then some shit about to go down. So I know that's about to be talked about tonight. So I think Euphoria is going to go out with a bang. Hopefully it lives up to the hype because the last episode kind of set everything up. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. And it's this other character named Nate Jacobs, who was like the football player guy, you know what I'm saying? But he got some issues because his pops was on some gay shit on the low, you know what I'm saying? But he was trying to keep it on the low until the point he just stopped caring and he just like finally told his family, he got a brother and his wife, that he was just gay or whatever. He was tired of living like this, like regular life or whatever. His entrepreneurial life, because he was a successful guy, but he was doing his little gay shit on the low and shit and taping it and all this other stuff. But the son had found out about it, and the son had been watching his videos of him doing the shit since he was like a kid. You know how like when you find your like your Playboy, your pop's Playboy stash or whatever, he found his pop's like stash, but it was like videos and shit. So I like fucked him up. So anyway, it's just a lot of stuff going on. And, you know, HBO does the drama like nobody else as far as when it comes to drugs and stuff like that. So I'm just looking forward to seeing how that just plays out tonight, man. So big shout-out to Euphoria. I'll definitely, you know, talk about that later next week on the World Famous Chop-Up. So that's it for the whole TV portion of the Chop-Up. So that's what's going on in TV, man. So me and Smooth just put y'all on. A lot of things to watch, a lot of things to check out. So now I'm getting to my music reviews. So a couple quick music reviews real quick. Got about 8 minutes left in the show. So first off, talked about him last week. Big shout out to Kodak Black, right? So he just dropped a new album. It's called Back for Everything. So I got a chance to listen to it. And, you know what I'm saying? I'm not even going to give it a review because I don't even know how I feel about it yet. I don't know if it's, like, an album that I'm going to be listening to. I download it, listen to it, and then I, like, you know, then I just, like, you know, I didn't save it or nothing like that, but I just wanted to kind of hear it. But I just like, you know, from this album, you just really got into his mind to see how he think a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I kind of wanted to listen to it. I just wanted to see his mind frame. So, you know, if you listen to it, it's like the review is like an audio book inside his current mind frame of a guy that was just fresh out of prison, you know what I'm saying, pardoned from Trump, you know what I'm saying, and how he's coping, getting back to the whole celebrity lifestyle and all this other shit that comes with it. So from that point of view, it's pretty good. It's not an album that I would, you know, really be, you know, like, oh, man, this is my go-to or whatever, but it was just interesting just seeing where his mind state was at. I told you 2 weeks ago at the Super Bowl, one of the Super Bowl after parties, you know what I'm saying, he had got shot or whatever. And he's just an interesting dude to me, man. I just think he's an interesting personality in rap music right now. So that's the Kodak Black, Back for Everything. And just, you can just hear it in the title. Like, he's back after being, you know, after having to sit down for a year or so. And, you know, I guess he's just back for everything. So that's the Kodak Black. Now, the one album that I want to review this week that's in constant rotation, that I am feeling that this really in heavy rotation for me right now. Big shout out to Conway the Machine, you know, out of that Griselda camp. He's probably like my favorite person out of Griselda. Next to West Side Gun, I know everybody like Benny the Butcher, but I'm a big Conway fan, man. I love, like I said, I love character studies, man. I don't want to say the darkness of life, you know what I'm saying? Because I like light, you know what I'm saying? I like just stuff that's just good and nice and good natured, and you know what I'm saying, and everything is fine and everything is moving in the right direction. I love that. But of course, you know, just like life, you know, you got your polar opposites and you got the dark side of life. And I love it seeing the people that might have experienced the dark side of life and then they come out better or, you know, tell their story.
So the reason why I really did Conway the Machine is because, I mean, you know, most rappers, they talking about this whole lifestyle and really not living it, you know, but they just giving it from their point of view or somebody that they knew point of view and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And you can kind of perceive it and kind of run with it however you want to, you know, run with it as a listener. I get a lot of inspiration for it because when people talking about the hustle, I just talk about the hustle and bustle of just making money, man, however you got to do it. I do it legally. A lot of people do it illegally. So that's why I love rap music, right? But Conway the Machine, right, like he's got an interesting story, man, because this dude, if you ever seen the way he looks, his face is distorted because he actually got shot in the head and survived and is a very good rapper. So, you know, he's got a lot of content to talk about. So anyway, I just want to big him up, man. So his album that he just dropped this past Thursday or Friday morning or whatever, it's called God Don't Make Mistakes. But, yeah, man, from top to bottom, it's solid. You know what I'm saying? And I like it, too, because it's like a – he's got some interesting – you know, he got Wayne. He got a cut with Wayne and Rick Ross. And he's just going toe-to-toe with and Wayne and Ross, two of the greats. You know what I'm saying? Conway's right on par with them. You know what I'm saying? Of course, he's got a track with West Side Gunn and Benny the Butcher. But the track that really got me open was a track with Jill Scott. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, Jill Scott, you know what I'm saying? I like Jill Scott because, you know, she comes from that that neo-soul kind of wave. But when, you know, somebody from that neo-soul wave get on a like little hood type, you know, I love that, like, kind of like balance or whatever. So the song with him and Jill Scott is very dope. You know what I'm saying? So it kind of makes it like a backpacker hood album or something like that. You know what I'm saying? But it's definitely dope, man. So, you know, check it out if you haven't got a chance to, man. Conway the Machine. So, like I said, so this is definitely another classic. And it picks up. If you haven't listened to, if you're not hit the Conway, a good album to get, you know, understand his music, the album that really put him on the map was the album that came out in 2020. It's called God Don't Make Mistakes. No, wait, hold on. That's the new album. The album that came out in 2020 is called From a King to a God. And what's interesting about whole the Griselda and everything is the way they talk about God. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always say, I took one of the quotes, it's like one of my mantras, I took it from West Side Gunn, and it's a fly God is an awesome God. Like, I say that constantly. But I'm just noticing that, man, that a trend in their music, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I can really feel it or whatever, man. But big shout out to Griselda, man. They doing big things. And lastly, got about 3 minutes left. This has been the world famous chop up. Real quick before I forget, big shout outs to Smooth on the check in. Shout out to Black for her like intro, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Black, you know, so her spiritual show next week, I'm going to take a back seat. I'm going to let Black just really just go in depth. You know what I'm saying? And unless I got something to say, I'm going to really just play the back the way Black is doing today. But anyway, big shout out to Black.
She's going to hit me on the knee, baby.
But anyway, so the last thing is the sports report, man. So last thing I just want to touch on is big shout out to LeBron, right? So the good part is All-Star game, he had the game-winning shot. It was in Cleveland, very nostalgic moment. Big shout out, man. It's always good to see LeBron do his thing in Cleveland, even though he's not there no more. Man, you know, native of Akron, even though I don't fuck with Akron, Cleveland all day. But, you know, it was a good moment. The bad part is now is back to reality with him and the Lakers. And now I got another colleague of mine, the biggest Michael Jordan fan ever, and we go back and forth on our sports discussions or whatever. Even though I never disagree with him when he's like, oh, you know, Michael Jordan is the best basketball player of all time. I'm like, yeah, I agree with you. But he, for some reason, still likes to just have his LeBron debate, even though I'm like, dude, I agree with you. But anyway – but he made a point like, oh, because I always tell him because he like OD on the Michael Jordan. I'm like, yo, dude, chill. All right, Michael Jordan, all right, I give him his props. But, you know, the Washington Wizards, don't forget, when he came back with the Wizards, he didn't go to the playoffs those 2 years, and those 2 years was like trash, you know what I'm saying, for Michael Jordan standards, right? So now, this is Michael Jordan. You know, Tom Brady did it. Michael Jordan was supposed to do it. So that's it. I digress on that. But anyway.
28
so LeBron, so he first thing he tells me, like, yo, Mo, LeBron, man, if you don't make the playoffs, you always talk about the Washington Wizards, Michael Jordan, it's that. So it's true. You know what I'm saying? So now, you know, they had
first game back from the All-Star break. They played the Clippers, L.A. Clippers. They lost. So now it's like about 22 games left in the season. I think the Lakers right now is in ninth place. So every game is going to be a playoff game for the Lakers to make the playoffs. And then to make the playoffs, they're going to be like an eighth seed, meaning they're going to have to go up against the one seed. So that's like a tough road, but they at least got to make the playoffs. LeBron cannot miss the playoffs, man. You can't do it. LeBron James, to keep your name ringing the way it rings, you got to make the playoffs. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens, you know what I'm saying, because now the Wolves is kind of circling, you know what I'm saying? They're kind of seeing LeBron is getting on his last legs and coming to the end after, you know, running the league for so long. So that's just an interesting story. So I'm just going to, you know, be talking about that, especially as the NBA heats up now that the, of course, football season is over. But that's it, man. This has been the World Famous Chop Up. So once again, this is always my favorite part of the show. This is my favorite show, you know what I'm saying, the last show of every month, you know what I'm saying. Just be on the lookout for that. And all these stories I talked about, you know what I'm saying, as they progress, I'll definitely keep you posted on, you know, where it's at. But once again, man, so, you know, if you missed the show, you know, definitely check out the retweet. I'm going to definitely tweet that out. I know Black already tweeted it out to me, so I'm going to put that back out there for the people. As always, tell a friend to tell a friend, log on to listen. And same time next week, everybody be safe. Peace, peace, peace.